Good afternoon. I'm Namwa Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. A new survey of airline quality shows passengers are fuming. Consumer complaints against carriers jumped 60% last year. The most common complaints focused on lost bags, flight delays, and higher ticket prices. Atlantic Southeast Airlines scored lowest. AirTran and JetBlue had the highest customer satisfaction scores. President Bush is pushing a free trade agreement with Colombia, and he's trying to force Congress to back it. He signed a letter today giving lawmakers 90 days to vote on the plan. Many leading Democrats, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, oppose the agreement. They want provisions added that they say will protect U.S. workers. Officials in Louisiana are keeping a close eye on the state's levees as the swollen Mississippi River continues rising. The Mississippi is expected to crest next week in New Orleans at 17 feet. Heavy rain and flooding in the Midwest is swelling the river's water levels right now. The water is at its highest point in a decade. Gas prices are up again. AAA is putting the average cost of a gallon of self-serve regular at about $3.34, a new record. Premium costs $3.67 a gallon, and diesel about $4. Experts say more price hikes are on the way as refineries switch over to spring gas blends. Yahoo once again says thanks, but no thanks. The search engine giant is rejecting Microsoft's $44.6 million offer to buy the company. Yahoo's chairman and CEO said they're not opposed to a deal, but say this offer price is too low. Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer sent a letter to Yahoo over the weekend threatening to take his offer right to the shareholders. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.